Section C. Compound dictation. The Internet and Internet users can be targets for hackers. Hackers are people who use their computers to gain unauthorized access to information on other people's computers via the Internet. But there are ways to defeat the hackers. Until recently, the opportunities for criminal activities on the Internet have been low. However, the volume of business done on the Internet is growing rapidly as people order books and other products and make money transactions. All this is creating temptations for hackers. Hackers are often young people who are obsessed by computers. They use them to prowl the Internet, looking for ways to break into computer systems run by banks, telephone companies, and even government departments. They look for examples of credit cards and try to steal the numbers. Recently in America, hackers have been caught testing the security system at the Pentagon, headquarters of the American Defense Department. The use of credit cards to buy things on the Internet converts the issue of Internet security into one of general security, says Michael White, multimedia product manager for Clear Communications. You've got to know your vendor. You just don't give your credit card out to anybody, he says. And in the same way that you should regularly change your credit card access number, you can defeat hackers by regularly changing your Internet password. If you don't, it's like leaving the bank vault door wide open. When it comes to creating your password, he recommends including a few punctuation marks and numbers rather than relying on letters in the alphabet. Now the passage will be read again. The Internet and Internet users can be targets for hackers. Hackers are people who use their computers to gain unauthorized access to information on other people's computers via the Internet. But there are ways to defeat the hackers. Until recently, the opportunities for criminal activities on the Internet have been low. However, the volume of business done on the Internet is growing rapidly as people order books and other products and make money transactions. All this is creating temptations for hackers. Hackers are often young people who are obsessed by computers. They use them to prowl the Internet, looking for ways to break into computer systems run by banks, telephone companies, and even government departments. They look for examples of credit cards and try to steal the numbers. Recently in America, hackers have been caught testing the security system at the Pentagon, headquarters of the American Defense Department. The use of credit cards to buy things on the Internet converts the issue of Internet security into one of general security. Says Michael White, multimedia product manager for Clear Communications. You've got to know your vendor. You just don't give your credit card out to anybody, he says. And in the same way that you should regularly change your credit card access number, you can defeat hackers by regularly changing your Internet password. If you don't, it's like leaving the bank vault door wide open. When it comes to creating your password, he recommends including a few punctuation marks and numbers rather than relying on letters in the alphabet. Now the passage will be read for the third time. The internet and internet users can be targets for hackers. Hackers are people who use their computers to gain unauthorized access to information on other people's computers via the internet. But there are ways to defeat the hackers. Until recently, the opportunities for criminal activities on the internet have been low. However, the volume of business done on the internet is growing rapidly as people order books and other products and make money transactions. All this is creating temptations for hackers. Hackers are often young people who are obsessed by computers. They use them to prowl the internet, looking for ways to break into computer systems run by banks, telephone companies, and even government departments. They look for examples of credit cards and try to steal the numbers. Recently in America, hackers have been caught testing the security system at the Pentagon, headquarters of the American Defense Department. The use of credit cards to buy things on the internet converts the issue of internet security into one of general security, says Michael White, multimedia product manager for Clear Communications. You've got to know your vendor. You just don't give your credit card out to anybody, he says. And in the same way that you should regularly change your credit card access number, you can defeat hackers by regularly changing your internet password. If you don't, it's like leaving the bank vault door wide open. When it comes to creating your password, he recommends including a few punctuation marks and numbers rather than relying on letters in the alphabet.